If so, Reisha my time will come a chayv rabbanon. If this is the case of two eidim, why in the Reisha rabbanon say yechayt vin korbin? Ilayim mishum de mehemin, for a trey biyal ma'af agal de komachashlu inu mehemin. For kapatri rabbanon, elolav mishum dishtik, or shtika kardo damya. Like how come in the Reisha rabbanon agree where he keeps quiet yechayt a korbin? So my time will come a chayv rabbanon, ilayim mishum de mehemin, you believe the two. For a trey biyal ma two eidim, ma'af agal de komachashlu. Inu mehemna, even though usually you believe the two edim, the kapatri rabbanon, still the rabbanon said the part of the korban here. So why here the chay of a korban?
So therefore, even though usually two edim are believed, over here you're telling me all the rabbanon say two edim is not machayev you a korban, but that's only where you're not ishtik. But in the ratio, the pshat is when the nedach had said yachalta and you kept quiet. The reason why you have to bring a korban is because shtik is koido. The fact you kept quiet is like you agree. So you see, we have this svara now. Shtik is considered koido. When you keep quiet, you agree. See, if so, there's no raya anymore. Neidechod is nemun. Maybe we don't believe in neidechod. But the reason why you chayiv a korban is because of the svara of shtik koido. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see how we learn it out from Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Peches Amar Aleph. Peches Amar Aleph. Again, we're in the middle of the Shaila. How do we know to believe in Eidechot? So Gemara says, Ela Svori, there's only a Svora. Midi dehevi achaticha, sofik shel chelev, sofik shel shuman. If you have a piece of meat here, you have a piece of fat. You have a piece of chelev, a piece of fat. You have a sofik, whether it's shuman, or whether it's chelev. Chelev is treif, and shuman is regular fat that you're allowed to eat. So, the Yosei Eidechot, and the one Eidechot comes, the Yomer, and he tells us like this, Borili Dishumanu, you should know, I'm for sure, for me, it's Borili, that it's Shuman, that it's regular fat, that's kosher. So, Locher is the Mehmen, we believe him. Because that's the Locher Eidechot, and Nemi Bisurim. By Yoli Surim, we believe in Eidechot. See, also, if an Eidechot says that your husband dies, we believe him. Your husband died, we believe him. So, where it says, Midami is one like the other one. By this piece of chaleb, this piece of fat, we never know for sure that it was the treif of fat. We don't know what it was. So therefore it's not a chazik isura. Therefore we believe the Eidechot. But hocho is chazik isura the ishes ish. But over here we knew for sure up until now this isha was married. Like she had a husband. Now the question is, did the husband die or not? So could we believe the Eidechot or not? So that's a shaila. Vaita. V'yein dover shebera pochus mishnayim. Here it's also, it's a shayla from the dover shebera over here. A dover shebera min nageya tehilchus ishus. You have to always have to aid him. You don't believe in eidechot usually by dover shebera. So over here, to say that a husband died, to say that the ishus is allowed to get married to somebody else, it's a dover shebera. And you should have to aid him. So how come over here, does the Mishnah say we believe in eidechot? And then the Gemara says, holoi damye el lechaticha. So our case here is only doim to be out of peace. To vadei chelif. That we know for sure it's chelif. Like we saw it came out of the animal of the part that's chelif. That's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, v'yosei eidechot v'yoma borali d'shum and hevi. And now let's say an eidechot comes now and tells us he knows for sure that this piece of fat is ishumin, is kosher fat. So what's the halacha? Doloi mehemin. For sure we do not believe him. So we're here also. Since we knew that she was married, she had a husband. So therefore, when the Eidechot comes, here it's a svara not to believe the Eidechot. Like he can't tell us the opposite from what we knew. So Gemara says, that's no kasha. Midomi, hosom, afiloosa beimeyo, loy mehemne. Well, we knew for sure that that piece was chelev, we knew for sure it was treif. So even if 108 then would come now and tell us the shuman, we won't believe him. Because like we know the opposite. But hoch over here, kivon dechiyose beitrei mehemnei. If two eidim will come and tell us that the husband died, like we don't know if the husband died or not. All we know is that she was married. Now we know the husband went away to the other side of the ocean, so we don't know if he's dead or not. So if two eidim would come and tell us that he died, we would believe him. So maybe you're also chadna milhemnei. Maybe we should also believe in eidechot. But just time to say that you can't say opposite from what we know. Here it's not called opposite from what we know. So of that alone, we should believe in Eidechot. True, we have the first kashas though. The churas kineges chazik isura, and it's a dover sheberva that year. But you just can't say it's doima to a case where we know for sure the opposite way. Because here we do not know for sure that Osman is still alive. It could be that he dead, that he died, taka. So back to the kasha, like how do we know that an eidah is naman? Sigmara says that midi dihev eya tevel, hegdish v'kernomis. It's not worse than the din of tevel, hegdish and kernomis. That he will soon see an eidah is naman. Sigmara says, what are we talking about? Hi tevel hechidomi. How is the case of tevel? What is the case of tevel? What are we talking about? Ididei, if the tevel belongs to him, sat gemara mishum de biyod lasaknei. Hey, tevel means if you have your tefuah that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and now you want to say what that you took off the truma semaisris and you're allowed to eat it. So your neman, the balabos is neman to say that his tefuah is kosher. He took off already the truma semaisris. So the Gemara says, if it belongs to him, the reason why we believe in miskos is biyodai. He could do it right now. Ella, the achar, Mike is over. Ella, may you want to say what? No, that your name would say that somebody else's tefuah was fixed up is not devil. So the Gemara says, Mike is over, what do you hold? If you hold that you give be Torim on your friend's tefuah, that you do not need das bailim, and again that you could be a shlich, it's like a schus, you could take off trumas and maises for your friend. So Zotzomor says, Mishum de biyod lasaknoi. Again, the reason why you're naman is because it's biyodoi. You could do it yourself, that's why you're naman. Vikasovin, if you want to tell me the hold that Tzorich does Bailim, that you cannot do it without the permission of the owner. You need the owner's permission to do it. Vyomar, I know you're Dana Bay the Misakinhi, and you're telling us that you know that the owner took off Trumas and Maisris. So now this will be a raya that an Eidechot is Nemun, even though it's connected with Chazak Yisura, because when the Tefuah grows in Eretz Yisrael, it's Becheskas Yisr. We know like it's Tevel, until you do something to it. So you see here an Eidechot is Nemun to say that he took off Trumas and Maisris. Like even though it's connected with Chazak Yisura, he's Nemun to say he saw the way the Balabas took off the Trumas and Maisris. Sumar says, he gufa minolon. How do you know this? Who said the Eidechot is Neman? Maybe in such a case of Tevel, an Eidechot is not Neman. Where is an Eidechot Neman by Tevel to say that these Paris are Mesukin, the Trumas and Mises were taken off? Maybe only where it's his own Paris, where he has a sorrow of Biyodoi, that he himself could do it right now. Then he's Neman connected to Chazak Yisura. But maybe where it's not Biyodoi, you're not Neman. So again, the main kasher is, how do we know when Eidechot is Neman, b'mokem is Chazak Yisura? Because Rashi said before, where it's not is Chazak Yisura, where we still have a doubt to know what it is, pshita Eidechot is Neman, like Rashi says. Because if not, like how could a person go home and eat? Anytime your wife gives you food, like you don't know if it's kosher or not, who do you believe, your wife? How can you believe in Eidechot? Tell him, why that's a svara pshuta, that where it's not is Chazak Yisura, you believe in Eidechot. The question of the Gemara is though, where it's his Chazak Yisura, where it, like we know for sure it was Osir, how do you know now to say it became Mutter? So you want to bring a Raya from Tevel. Tevel is no Raya, because by Tevel it's Biyodoi, you could be misaking it. Then the next halacha, the next case is by Hegdish, that we had before, and Eidechot is Neman by Hegdish. In other words, he's Neman to say that it's not Hegdish anymore, even though we knew at one time, whatever it was Vade Hegdish. Now you're Neman to say you appointed it like it's not Hegdish. So Mora says, E Kedushas Domim, if we're talking about that the Hegdish was only the value of it, like a person was Magdish to Domim, you have a chair, and you're Magdish the chair to Hegdish. So Gemara says, the reason why Eidechot is Neman to say it's not Hegdish anymore, Mishum de Biyodai Leftoisai. Again, there's a new Svara of Biyodai. You yourself could be part of it. You yourself have a right to take off the Kedusha from it. So that's why you're Neman. But in our case, what's not Biyodai, how do you know when Eidechot is Neman?
And weiter, I kedusha saguf. If Elamaya was a korban, you will makdish a korban first. And now you want to tell us it has no kedusha, it depends. I didei, if the animal belongs to you, the reason why you never to say this animal has no kedusha, mishum debiyodi lisashule yolei. Because it's again, it's in your hand to be shol. That means even on the tzad you will makdish it, you could be like mata the nether. You go to a chacham, and you could be oikah the kedusha. So since it's beyond for you to be masakin it, you never to say that this animal has no kedusha. Smur want to say, where is the raya? Eli, you want to tell me, the achar. You're talking about where it's not your animal, but the animal belongs to somebody else, and you're coming to tell us that it has no kedusha. For Yomer, and you're saying, Yodanabe, you know, the Yisushomar relay, that the owner was Shoyal, the owner took off the Kedusha, therefore the animal has no Kedusha. So Gemara says, Higufa Minolan, how do you know that? Who says Meidechon is Neman in this case? Where it's a Schazik Yisura, where we know for sure the animal once was Kaddish, and now you want to tell us that the owner took off the Kedusha, who says we believe you? Who says Meidechon is Neman connected to Schazik Yisura? It could be Vahegdish, it's only the owner himself is Neman on his own animal, because then it's a Biyodai. Then you could take it off yourself. There's a new Svara, you're like a Bailam. Something that you yourself could do, you have a new Nemonis, you're like the owner of it. The next case was Kainomis. Kainomis is where you make like a neder of Kedusha. You say, Kainim Dov is there a light. It has a Kedusha on it. Kainomis. So Gemara says, if he holds yesh mila b'kainomis, then when you make something with a nisa kainomis, it has a loch like mamish, like hegdish, that if you have enjoyment from it, you're over the yisa mila. Who kedushas domim nachtalu, and what type of kedusha is on it? The kedushas domim, like the value of it, is kedusha is hegdish. So Gemar says the reason why you never to say it's not kedush mishum to biyadal if doisai. Because all kenomis is just kedushas domim, so it's biyada, you could be part of it. You could give money to Hegdish and say you want the money to take the place of the chayfets, and whatever you made kenomis, let's say you made a chair. You said this chair is kainim alai. So you made the chair Hegdish. So you have a right to take money and give it to the gizbar, and he'll be part to let the chair call a chulin. So again, since it's biyada, it's in your hand to do it, that's why you're neman. If the other tzad hold is ain milo b'kernomis, no, the din of kernomis when you make it also to you beneder lanisa kernomis, it's not a kedusha de kalocha. There's no issa milo. It's not like hegdish. What then is it? The Gemara says v'issa b'yamu derochav lu akasvei. Stam there's an issa like an issa neder. Stam if you made an issa kernomis means like you made it a neder with an issa, you can't have enjoyment from it. Like you said, you can't have enjoyment from this chair. So the chair is an issa kainu upon you. So that's what it is. It's not kedusha. It's tam and issa. So Gemara says again, Ididei, if it belongs to you, if it's your chair and you're makdashit, you make it kainim. Mishum de biyodol yisha sholalei. The reason why you neman again is called biyodai. You could go to a chacham and biyoike this neder, this kainim. So it's biyodai for you to take off the kedusha. That's why you neman. Elo diachar elama, you want to tell me the case is that a meidechon is nemut to say on somebody else's chair, somebody else's kainim, that it's mutter. The yomer, and you're telling us that I know Yodana, I know the yisushul moriyalei, that the owner was shoyul, the owner took off the yisun eder. So Gemara says, he gufim nolan, how do you know in such a case you neman? So Bekitza, we don't have any raya to say a neidechon is nemut connected to chazak yisura. Where we know for sure one way, and the Yedecha now wants to tell us something changed, we don't know any place to believe him. How do you know? So Melta Genakasha in our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say when an Yedecha comes and tells us that the husband died, with the Isha is allowed to believe the Yedecha, even though up until now she was Bechef Pesachis Ish? So how do we know to say she's Neman? How do we know the Yedecha is Neman? We have no Raya. So Gemara says, Einachanami. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabzera says the Torah like this, Mitoich Choymer, Shechmarat Olel B'Soifa, since we put a special restriction upon her at the end, we'll soon explain, is a Kalt Olel B'Tchila, we will lenient at her at the beginning. What does that mean? Like the Mishnah says, if she does get married to somebody else, and the husband comes back, the first husband is alive, we're very machmir, we're very strict with her. And we tell her she's taitzei mizeh mizeh. She has to go out from the first husband, and she has to go out from the second husband. See, if so, for sure at the beginning, before the Isha gets married to a second husband, we'll say like she'll check it out 100% to make sure the husband's really dead. So therefore, that's why we will make her to believe in Eid Echad. Like, it's not really we believe in the Eid Echad, but we say more the fact that she will be Daika Mitzvah, that she will check it out very carefully before she goes to get married. So Gemara says, but Loi Lechmar V'Loi Lechol, don't do anything here. Don't make a chumra at the end. Don't make it strict at the end that she has to be taitzim mizeh mizeh, and don't be mekel at the beginning. Like, don't give her this permission to get married if only there was an Eid Echad. So the Chur Poshet Gemara's mashma, it's only a kula in the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, Mishum igun no akilo ba Rabbonin. Mishum igun, the Rabbonin will mekel. Igun is the pshat that the Rabbonin don't want the lady to remain with a doubt, with a suffix, if her husband is alive or not. That's called an iguna. Like, then she can't do anything. She can't get married to anybody, because there's a doubt maybe her first husband is alive. So the Rabbanan don't want an Isha to be in that doubt. Therefore, the Rabbanan had to be Mako to say that if an Eid Echad comes and tells her, you should know, I saw your husband died, so you believe the Eid Echad. But what's the pshat you believe the Eid Echad, even though usually an Eid Echad is not Neman, the Makim is Chazik Yisura, or else an Eid Echad is not Neman by Dovah Sheberva? So the pshat is, a lot of Rishonim learn that Enech Nami. It's a kula mid Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan believe the Eid Echad with this svara that an Isha is daika mitzvah. There's a svara that an Isha checks it out very carefully to make sure she shouldn't get caught like living with another man and she's still married to the first husband. So because the Isha herself checks out very good, that's a svara the Rabbanan will make it. And then we say the svara called the Mekadish Adat the Rabbanan Mekadish. So Rabbanan have a tear and Rabbanan have a right to do this. Other Rishonim learned Takat Adin the Arise here, that Mishum, that the Svara of Isha Daika Mitzvah, that the Svara of the Arise, that she's Neman. However, Toysus over here, Toysus with every Maskel, Mitoy Choymish Echmat Ala Besaifa said that Nero Lari, that it's only at the corner of the Rabbanan here, it's not Midi Raisa, it's only the Rabbanan believed her, Mishum Daika Mitzvah, the Rabbanan believed her. And so he says it's not called an Akira Dabim in Atayra, because as Doime it looks like it's she should be believed. So it's only with the Rabbanan believed here this Eid Echad. But usually an Eid Echad tak is not Nemon, but Malkam it's Chazik Yisura. Morris says, Vaita, Mishnah says, what Taitza Mizeh Mizeh, that she has to go out if the husband is alive and she got married to somebody else. When the husband comes back, she has to go out from both of them. Omar Rav, so Rav said like this, Loi Shana, we only learned Elish and Yisra's B'Eid Echad, where she got married because she relied on an Eid Echad. Only one Eid told her that her husband died. Avon Yisra's Alpi Shnei Eidim, in a case where two Eidim told her, you should know we saw that your husband died, Loi Teitzei. Then if the husband comes back, she does not have to leave. So the Avon Minari, she does not have to leave the second husband. And that the Gemara says, Mach go Leibim Arova, an Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at him and said like this, also Gavra Vekoi, if the husband came back now, the first husband is alive, and you say she does not have to go out from the second husband, like how could that be? We see now clearly she's married, the first husband is still alive, so she's married to the first one. So Nashis Ish cannot have Kedushim with another husband. The Kedushin is not Chal, so she's an Erva. So how could you say that she's allowed to stay with the second husband? So Gemara says, Loi Tzrich, you know what we're talking about? The Loi Adin Lei, that we did not recognize this man anymore. True, the husband came back, but the Isha doesn't recognize him. The Isha says, that's not my husband. So Gemara says, Either Loi Adin Lei, if we do not know that he's really the husband, so B'yei Decho, the Mai Taitzai, see, even if she only got married with the permission of one aid, it should be the same aloha. Why is it Taitzai? Why do we say when this husband comes back, she has to leave the second husband? Like, why? If we don't know that this is the husband, so we could say the husband is still dead, like, we don't know who this guy is, and we had an Eid Echad that said the husband died, so we'll believe the Eid Echad that said the husband is dead, and this is somebody else, and she should be able to stay with the second person. So Gemara says, Loi Tzricha, I'll tell you, we're talking about here, they also Beit Shrei, we're talking about when two Eidim came, and said like this, V'yamin, it said like this, Anan Hevinam Badei,
we were with this man. Michi Nafik, when he left here, in other words, we know this is the husband, we recognized him when he left here. V'yadasht until now. And the Edom said, you just don't recognize him. In other words, Mistam, he left when he was very young. He didn't have a beard yet. And now he came back looking old with a beard. And the raya for this is this still. The Pasuk says, Vayachir Yosef. It says, Vayachir Yosef Asechov. That Yosef recognized his brothers. But Vehein Loikiru. But they did not recognize him. V'yomar Rav Chizah. Rav Chizah says like this, the Pshat is Malamed comes to teach us, She'yotza b'loi chasi mazokin, that Yosef left his brothers, he did not have a beard yet. U'bo b'chasi mazokin, and when Yosef came now, when the brothers came down to the tramp to see Yosef, Yosef had a beard already. So therefore they did not recognize him. So what comes out here, that's possible to say that we do not recognize the husband anymore, because he left without a beard, and now he has a beard. But our koponim, we have two Edim that are telling us that they know that this is the man, this is the husband, and he's alive. So therefore, it's good halacha, we just said, that if it's only one Edechot saying that the husband died, and now you have two Edim, like I'm saying, he's still alive, so we believe the two Edim. But the second case talking about here, though, when do you say loitaitse? When do you say she's still allowed to stay married to a second husband? That's when we had two Edim saying that he died. And now, true, you have two Edim saying he's still alive, but like, so what? Since there were two Edim that says that he died, therefore you have a right to say the husband is dead, and she's still allowed to stay married to the second husband. So this is the Gemara is the Kasha. Why? The Gemara is Saif, Treya, Treya. No, really, what's going on here? It's called Treya, Treya. Like, true, you have two Edim saying that he died, but you also have two Edim now saying that they recognize this man, and this is the husband, and he's still alive. And the halacha is,